All right, so there's a Coach O clip that's going viral right now. And I'll play you that one-minute clip to end this segment, because it's really funny.
Okay.
But we decided to find, all right, where's this clip emanating from? Apparently, he was speaking to some kind of an Arkansas football group, right? Fan support group. I don't know what you call it.
It had the feel of like a Rotary Club to me or something.
Yeah, you but know? He's just up there and, you know, telling funny stories and talking. He sounds just like Coach O.
He definitely does.
And if you want to know what he's doing these days with his big golden parachute that he got bought out with, he does say this.
Me and my girlfriend.
There's that little low. Let's turn that up.
I'm already very into it.
So his girlfriend,
he
got one of these hots, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's mid-50s, and she's certainly 20 years younger than him.
He got divorced almost immediately after winning the national championship.
Respect.
Me and my girlfriend, we have a condominium on the 37th floor, Miami Beach, Florida. I wake up every morning, and I thank God, and look at the ocean. I look at her, I thank God twice.
You know, because she's hot.
Not like that old bag of bones I was hauling around beforehand.
But they asked him about, you know, his memories from early Arkansas, like when he first got hired at Arkansas. What year? You're saying he was only there 1 year?
Yeah, 1986.
Okay.
You worked with Dean, you were a strength coach, and it was right after I left. It was a year after I left, and some great memories.
Man, what a wonderful time. You know, I was shoving a shrimp in a shrimp shed, and I got a call and said, Bibby, you got a call from Arkansas. Arkansas, what's going on? Brad Scott, I had worked with at Northwestern State, said, man, we got a job for you in the strength job at the University of Arkansas. You want us? I said, hold on. I was in my shrimp boots, I had my shrimp, my shovel. I was shoveling the shrimp on my shrimp. Boom, threat thing in the bayou. I gave him and said, yeah, I want a job. I said, where's Arkansas at?
Not like Maine or Vermont or something. A state right next to the one he's lived in his entire life.
Look, he's doing bits. He's being Coach O.
I love it, man.
He's got to be Coach O. Another Arkansas story that's very, very interesting. To everybody who's here in the city of Dallas.
So obviously, when you got the call, you were ready to go. And what are your memories of Arkansas? You're Ken Hatfield, Fred Goldsmith.
What a tremendous opportunity! You know, I'd been in Northwestern State. John Thompson had recommended me to Dean Webber. Dean and I are still friends today. And just to go there to the Division I program, work under George Williford. I saw his sister was here there, and then work with great athletes and being around. One of my favorite memories was. On Thursday morning, I had to, you know, handle the guys, maybe a little discipline. You know, I could have been in there myself. They might have been out a little too late or something. I was probably with them. I didn't tell them. Maybe missed a class or something. So we didn't want to work them out too much before game time on the squat rack, so we put them on the hip sled. Well, you guys know a hip sled, and you push it. And, man, I'm in there, and I'm just getting after them. Man, beads of sweat are coming. And this guy goes, man, you're crazy. What do you mean I'm crazy? He goes, you know who that guy is? I said, yeah, Stephen Jones, outside linebacker. He goes, you know who his daddy is? I said, no. He said, his daddy's Jerry Jones. I said, who the hell's Jerry Jones? I don't care. Hey, to this day, Stephen, he tried to hire me to Cowboys, respects me because I coached him as a football player. That was a great memory.
Okay. So Steven was out a little late, missing practice, missing classes, and Coach O's making him hit the sled.
I mean, we all say it's very difficult in our mind to wrap it around the fact that Jerry Jones was a starting offensive lineman for a national championship team when, you know, 800 years ago, whenever he was college age. But it's almost harder for me to imagine Steven.
In the 80s, no less.
That's what I mean. Plus, he was already the son of Jerry, so certainly he had grown up pretty wealthy. But I don't know what kind of a contributor he was. I mean, Jerry was a starting offensive lineman.
Stephen Jones, it says here, started in the 1987 Orange Bowl. So it doesn't seem like it was a brother-in-law thing where it's like, just put my kid on the team and I'll give money and hang on to him.
The truth is, they're as much football man as some people. I mean, they played big-time college football.
Yeah, I mean, we were joking around about it the other day with John Mara, right? I mean, he's technically not the GM, but he's extremely involved in the Giants' operations. And he was just a lawyer, general counsel for the Giants when his dad bought the team.
So we have to give some to the Joneses.
You know what it is? It's that it's easy to forget about that because there's so much else.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. If you're talking GM and assistant GM or whatever Stephen's official title is, probably not that many teams have two guys who played at a high level.
And Coach O said Stephen has tried to hire him. How about that?
Woo! He did say that at the end there.
Well, listen, I think we know that the stuff that got Coach O run out of Baton Rouge, you could probably get away with that here.
Yeah.
As he's hitting on a board of trustee member's pregnant wife at a gas station.
Really? Is that what happened?
Yeah. She went home and told her husband, and she said in the article, maybe anonymously, that she's like, you know, I'm pregnant. He's like, I don't care.
Kemp fan.
Is this a...
This is kind of well known.
It's not a new Kemp spin?
No.
He's done this one?
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's first time I've remember hearing it, and I'll forget again, and you could tell me again in a couple weeks. So he's kind of... He's on the speaking circuit. He's funny story guy, and they're always about a minute. So it's nice and concise for the radio as well. He has a funny story about when he was recruiting Joe Burrow.
You know what I mean? I had to work at it, right? So, and Joe said he's not going to talk to nobody. I said, BS. But on the trip, I made friends with his brother. And his brother talked to Joe every day. And his brother's name is Dan. He lives in Houston. And I called Dan Monday morning. Said,
by the way, that's
the
a
whole time.
Jeez.
Very... We might need this drop.
Just so flimmy.
It's kind of a horse. All right.
He lives in Houston. And I called Dan Monday morning. I said, Dan, where you want your brother to go to school? He goes, well, coach, it's his choice. I said, BS, Dan. Are you kidding me? I said, Dan, let me ask you something. Where you want your brother to go to school? LSU coach, LSU coach. All right, now I know they got some ladies in the house, and I'm going to try to say this as polite as I can, but everybody has heard this before. I said, Dan, reach down there, son, see if you still got two of them. And squeeze hard. If you got two of them, you're going to call your brother, and you're going to tell him to come to LSU. Coach, I got him. I got him, Coach. I got him.
Good Lord. He had a walk-off snort there, too, at the end of that story. Mm-hmm. A little punctuator for us.
That's definitely fat guy snort, right?
Yeah.
And then the clip that went viral, that wasn't it.
Do you ever think something positive is coming when Coach O says, I'm sorry to all the ladies in the room here?
It's at the edge of my seat.
You think that's going to be
or
no?
I'm like, whatever he says here, we're going to play this
on
the show.
Sure.
And then this is the one that went viral. He's talking about his exit from LSU.
You know, this is the way it's supposed to be. I don't look back, man. Yeah, I got to say it. I don't blink. I live one day at a time and I roll. You guys know it. And look, I'm so grateful of my time for LSU. That was my opportunity. You know, coaches got a shelf. Some coaches got 50 years. Some coaches got 12. Mine was 6. Good. I got to tell you, we had a meeting. Say, coach, things are not going well. No shit. Ray Charles can see that, brother.
Whoa.
And they were good. And Scott Woodward is a friend of mine today. Really, really, a lot of respect for the way they handled me.
So what's next?
Well, I got to tell you this, though. Say, coach, You got $17.1 million on your contract. We're going to give it to you. I said, what time you want me to leave? What door you want me out of, brother?
Amazing.
Guy tried to step on his punchline. He's like, hey,
hey, whoa, whoa, I'm not done.
Just set up the joke, and now I'm ready to deliver. So, and yeah, there it is. All right, so there's Coach O. He's doing fine. If you were concerned about Coach O,
yeah,
it sounds like he's doing fine.